Minister Designate for Energy, Boakye Jaco, says improving financial management and structuring in the energy sector is key to ensuring that the country does not experience power crisis, otherwise known as Dumso. He assured Ghanaians that steps will be taken to ensure a steady supply of power to avoid a recurrence of Dumso in the country. At his vetting by the Appointments Committee in Parliament yesterday, Mr. Jaco said his priority will be to tackle the financial problems bedeviling energy management companies like Gridco, IPP, VRA, and ECG.
The matter of Dumso has had significant consequences on this country, starting from 2012. The fact that we still talk about Dumso this day clearly suggests that the problem was never fully solved and it lingers. To put it in a nutshell, we believe that we are moving from Dumso to a steady state of power supply to the ideal state of uninterrupted power delivery. The problem of Dumso, in our estimation, is not a technical problem. If you look across the spectrum of the energy sector, we have some of the best brains and technical people in our energy sector in Africa. The problem of Dumso has been principally one of money. The energy sector we find now is seriously cash-strapped to the extent that we now live in a debt merry-go-round. If you look at the value chain for power delivery, the major power generator VRA and the IPPs, independent power producers, buy their crude, they generate power, load it onto Gridco, Gridco sells it to ECG, and ECG must collect the monies and pay. ECG is not able to collect and pay Gridco. Gridco, therefore, is not able to pay the power producers. The power producers are therefore not able to pay for crude, and therefore it limits their ability to generate power. As we stand now, roughly 40-45% of installed capacity is idle. It's idle because we cannot get the gas, the LCO or the HFO to power these plants. In certain instances, we do not even have the money to do scheduled and regular maintenance, therefore threatening the plant in terms of warranty and insurance. So the problem has largely been one of how the money has been managed in the energy sector. We have come to the conclusion that in trying to end Dumso, we have to improve the financial management and structuring within the energy sector in order to do so. And that's what I commit to do.
Mr. Jaco said major tariff reduction in electricity supply, especially in rural communities or lifeline consumers, will be considered under his watch. He said solar power usage and distribution will be aggressively pursued, particularly in public institutions that owe ECG huge debts.
The jumps in the tariff structure, they are equally hit. We have done some numbers, and we believe that once the president gets an accent, we will see some relief for them. Secondly, if you look at the spatial distribution of our population, particularly the rural areas, dropping lines, and the engineers will tell you best, dropping the lines from 161 kV down to 33 and to supply them tends to be a little bit more expensive. We have to find alternate sources of power for the rural communities, particularly they just wanted to light up and do non-industrial work. Distributed renewable power becomes an option. Off-grid solutions also become an option, and these will be aggressively pursued once I step in and see how the combination of these two sources can be of benefit to our rural population.
The minister designate said his ministry will review the Ameri and car power ship arrangement entered into by the previous government.
And the Western system is weak. A proper allocation of the plants would have put 2-3 more plants in the Western to balance the load. Right now, the imminent problem we face is that if one of the plants shut down for whatever reason, the national grid immediately becomes unstable and can start triggering outages. So it is not just you have capacity, but one, planning, two, having money to fuel your plants, and having money to do scheduled and regular maintenance. And we commit to this nation that we will move into steady power very, very quickly and then ultimately get into uninterrupted power.
Minister Designate for Energy, Bwache.